A teacher at St. Joseph's Scollard Hall for over 20 years, Terry Dubois, is launching a new book he says is the culmination of years of reflection on his journey as an educator and leader. It combines practical strategies with a heartfelt philosophy aimed at fostering growth and potential in students, educators, and communities. Dubois is the CEO of Thrive, Enabling Potential, a North Bay-based personal and professional development organization. His book called Transformative Education delves into the profound impact educators can have when they approach teaching as a way to inspire and empower. Through personal anecdotes, actionable insights, and reflections, the book explores themes like authenticity, resilience, and the importance of creating meaningful connections in education. Whether you're an educator, a leader, or someone passionate about personal growth, this book offers tools and perspectives to help you create transformative change in yourself and those around you, Dubois told Beta Day. The inspiration for Transformative Education, Nurturing Minds with Insightful Teaching, came from his journey as both a struggling student and a teacher committed to making a difference. It is a reflection of my years of teaching and lessons learned over decades, and the profound moments in the classroom and in the outdoors that shaped my understanding of learning, leadership, and personal growth, he says. I've always been drawn to how education has the power to not just inform but transform, and this book is my way of sharing those insights. At its core, the book is an invitation for educators to see themselves as catalysts for positive change in their classrooms and beyond. This book was written with good intentions, and I think if readers can maintain those intentions for themselves while reading, they are bound to find much resonance on their path to becoming transformative, nurturing, and insightful educators. He hopes that the book will help educators integrate their strengths into their teaching methodology and navigate the ever-evolving educational landscape with confidence, allowing them to not only thrive as educators but also foster thriving environments for students. It's Dubois' first solo book, but he has been involved in writing other books, partnering with other authors. He calls this effort both rewarding and challenging. This required a lot of honesty and vulnerability, as I wanted to share not only my successes but also the struggles that shaped my perspective. It gave me time to look at decades of personal and professional experiences, making it a more reflective and intimate process, and allowing me the opportunity to bring my voice to the forefront and connect directly with the reader. Authenticity and nature are at the heart of his teaching philosophy. For me, authenticity means showing up as my true self, which creates a space where students feel safe to do the same, and I believe that creating an emotionally safe environment for students begins with you and your relationship to your own authentic self. Nature, on the other hand, has been my greatest teacher, and has grounded my teaching in a sense of connection and exploration, offering students transformative experiences beyond the walls of a classroom. Students see that learning isn't just about absorbing information, it's about exploring, reflecting, and becoming. For over a decade now, Dubois has facilitated a specialized program he created called SOLE, Outdoor, Leadership, and Environmental Studies. SOLE combines all of my passions to help grade 11 and 12 students uncover their unique strengths and potential. It is an innovative educational initiative that blends traditional academics with hands-on, outdoor learning experiences. It's an immersive, transformative journey that challenges students to grow as leaders. Students earn regular course credits while also gaining certifications in areas like leadership, wilderness first aid, canoeing, and backcountry camping, on various multi-day backcountry canoe trips. Dubois believes nature provides a dynamic space for teaching and learning, bringing students back to their most primal, basic, and simple instincts. It calms us and recharges us, reminds us of who we are at our core, and inspires us with its beauty. The balance of nature encourages balance within ourselves, and this is why I've realized that learning how to draw nature into my lessons and classroom activities, in even the smallest of ways, is essential to thrive in the field of education. Every year, he takes students on a final 5-day canoe trip. On the last night, when we are sitting under a sky full of stars around a crackling campfire, the usual classroom dynamics fade, and students can authentically open up in ways they hadn't before. They are able to speak honestly and beautifully about each and every one of their classmates, the gifts that they possess, and the growth they've experienced. Nature constantly inspires students of all ages, and all people, for that matter, bringing them into a more grounding rhythm within themselves that washes away the complexity and overwhelm that can all too frequently come with everyday life. Dubois is hosting a book launch tomorrow, Friday, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Nipissing University Student Center, where guests will find live music, refreshments, and a chance to engage in meaningful conversations and connect with community members, educators, and leaders.